Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the church and the Sabbath 101. Our devotional reading for this morning is Romans chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. And the scripture reads as following: "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outwardly in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you, glorify your mighty name, Father, for all that you have given us. We just ask that your knowledge, Father, your wisdom and your understanding be given unto your saints and to your people who you have chosen from the foundation of this world. Oh God, we just thank you. And we magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father, in your words and in your truth. In Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Amen. I've been away a couple of weeks, but I'm back again, and God have put this message on my heart to be able to give a little bit unto his people so that we won't have any misunderstandings, amen, pertaining to the church and the Sabbath, amen, hallelujah. Now, when you are in seminary, if you have been to seminary, we are taught pertaining to types and shadows. Amen. Types and shadows are in the Bible. Amen. You might not know that if you are just now being a student of the Bible. Amen. But this is a particular scripture. Amen. That gives us an understanding of what used to be and what now is. Amen. What I mean by that is that what was in the Old Testament is a shadow of the things to come. Amen. The things that have came. Amen. Hallelujah. So the things that was in the the Old Testament, you can recognize as a shadow. Amen. But when the real comes, amen, that you will recognize it as the real. Amen. So you have to understand what he's saying in this scripture. Amen. But in the Old Testament, amen, up under the old covenants, to be a Jew, you have to convert to a proselyte. Amen. And there's a series of things that you had to go through to become a proselyte. Amen. But as in the New Testament, amen, the Bible tells us we are adopted into this family. Amen. Can I get a witness here? When we become born again of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, called unto his marvelous works, amen, amen. When we are called to his works, amen, we are therefore, amen, a Jew spiritually, amen. Hallelujah. Everything that's in the New Testament is a spiritual form of the worldly form that was in the Old Testament. Take note of that. Amen. Study it and understand it, because I can't waste the whole 30 minutes, amen, giving you understanding of that. So on that note, I want to take you to Genesis chapter 2. In the chapter 2 of Genesis, the scripture reads as following: "This the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made." Amen. Hallelujah. Now, some denominations, amen, take this scripture literally, and they use this scripture to base the foundation of their religion. Amen. Hallelujah. But this particular scripture was a shadow, amen, of the things that was coming after it. Amen. So that you will know that Christians, amen, nor other religions, amen, have an obligation, which means, amen, on a Sabbath, which is a Sabbath that the Jews recognize is on a Saturday, which is from 6 on Friday, 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 p.m. on Saturday, amen. That's the Sabbath of the Jews. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know that that particular Sabbath is a literal Sabbath. Amen. And it is in the commandments of Jesus, of commandments that's in Exodus. Amen. Amen. And we have to understand that God told us to obey this Sabbath. Amen. It's part of the commandment. Amen. But that commandment, amen, that Sabbath is a shadow of the things to come. Amen. Well, what are you talking about, Brother Miles? Well, we're going to see what I'm talking about. Amen. First, in order to see what I'm talking about, you have to understand what the meaning of Sabbath means. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the word Sabbath, amen, in the Greek, comes from a word called sabbaton, amen. And this Greek word means literally to rest. Rest, it does not mean 7 days. It means rest. God rested, amen. It was on the seventh day that he rested, but he rested. The word Sabbath means to rest. Amen. If you study the Jewish tradition or Jewish history, amen, you will know. And reading the Bible, if you will read the Bible just for a little bit, amen, the Jews wanted to crucify or send Jesus to death, amen, for working on the Sabbath, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. But Jesus worked anyway because he knew that he was the fulfillment of the Sabbath, hallelujah. So here's what it is, amen. The Sabbath means rest. Now, when the Jews, amen, served this day, they rested completely. They couldn't do anything, amen. They even cooked the day before so they wouldn't have to cook, amen. Now, if we was talking about having a Sabbath today, we will not be able to drive. We will not be able to look at TV. We will not be able to do none of the things that we do today. We will not be able to go to work. We will not be able to do the physical activities, go to the gym, or do these things that we're doing today. The Sabbath means rest. It means rest, period, and the Jews rested. They ceased from all labor, amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen, amen, hallelujah. You did not even go to church on the Sabbath. It was against the law for a person to go to the synagogue on Saturday, amen. The preachers was not able to preach on the Sabbath day, amen. Could somebody hear me? It was against the law. That was work. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The Sabbath means to rest. Simple. Rest. Oh, God. Somebody got it wrong, amen. Neither Saturday nor Sunday, amen. If you are a different denomination, amen, that's talking about your Sabbath, and you are Gentile, you talking about your Sabbath is on Saturday, you're wrong. If you are Gentile and you talking about your Sabbath is on a Sunday, you wrong. Neither Saturday, neither Sunday is the Sabbath for the Gentile church, for the Christian church. Hallelujah. I know, because churches are not teaching the truth. Churches is not focused on the truth. Churches don't want the congregation even to know the truth, amen, hallelujah. So they don't care what you know, amen. You can just think whatever you want to think concerning any matter in the church. Amen. But I tell you the truth, the word Sabbath means rest. And if you trying to do what the Jews do, you have to cease from all of your activities, even the TV. Hallelujah. You cannot look at TV on a Jewish Sabbath. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take you, amen, hallelujah, oh, God, talking about the church, amen. The Sabbath is a shadow of what is in the New Testament, amen, oh, God. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 1. The scripture reads as following. It says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. So this is talking about a man entering into God's rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Sabbath is not a literal day. Amen. For the Christian church. Amen. Amen. It is a component of our life. Amen. It is a component of our life. Amen. Which happens every day of the week. We have to be able to enter into God's rest every day of the week. Amen. And how do we do that? Amen. The scripture says in verse 3, it says, for as which have believed, do enter into rest. Right there. This is your answer. The scripture says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. You have to be able to believe God for everything, for the good, for the bad, for the circumstances, for the minutes, for the hours, for the seconds, for everything that happened in our life. We got to believe in God. Amen. Can I get a witness here? God is the one that sent us through this trouble. God is the one who blesses our holy name. God is the one that leads us into the sanctuary of our mind. God is the one that eases the pressures of this life up off our shoulders. God does everything. God the one who sends the testers in our life. Excuse me. God does everything. And we must believe in his holy name. Believe that he is who he says that he is. Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, as I have sworn into my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of of the seventh day of the wives, of this wives, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in the place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enters not, and because of unbelief. You can see that he's talking about unbelief. Even though that he's mentioned a correspondence to the seventh day, what he's trying to get you to understand that God rests on the seventh day, but we rest through belief. We as the Christian church rest through belief. This is our Sabbath. Our Sabbath is receiving rest through the belief of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's not on Sunday. Your Sabbath is not on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. And your Sabbath is not on Saturday. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian, a part of the church, hallelujah. Sunday is the agape love feast that has to do with Passover. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the church is so screwed up. It's so confused and so dumbfounded. We do not understand anything pertaining to the Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But we have to understand the shadows and the types and the shadows, because God was trying to get Israel to rest all through the Old Testament, amen. And they studied with moaning and complaining and do all these ignorant things that led them into more captivity. Amen. God was doing everything for them so that he could get them into their rest, get them into their rest where he was talking about getting them in rest into Canaan. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Well, there he would have sent them and did everything for them that they needed to be done, but they still was disobedient. Still was disobedient in the wilderness, still was disobedient even when they got to Canaan. So what is the point? The point is that we need to believe God for everything. This is our Sabbath. Our Sabbath is every day of the week. Amen. But some of us is going to continue to believe the way we are believing. Amen. And we're going to get ourselves involved in trouble. Oh, God. Now, verse 7 says this in Hebrews chapter 4. It says, and again, he limited a certain day. Says in David, today, after so long of time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. I said, today, church, amen, if you could hear his voice, harden not your heart. But research this material. Research your own understanding. Research your church understanding. Oh, God, hallelujah. Verse 8, for if Jesus had given them rest, God Almighty, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day, there remained therefore a rest to the people of God. Who is the people of God? Is you the people of God? For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Oh, God. He ceased from his own works, meaning from your fleshly works, the works of carnality. Hallelujah. But now you doing the works for God, which are spiritual works, which are works that have to do with the word of God, that have to do with proclaiming the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. One last verse. The scripture said, let us labor. Labor, what he's talking about, labor. Amen. He's talking about a spiritual labor. He's talking about a labor in the gospel. Hallelujah. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. The same example of unbelief of who? Of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. They failed. They did not enter into rest because of their unbelief. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Do you want to do the same thing? You are not entering into rest because of what you believe. The church have messed your mind up and has screwed your belief up in all of that. They have committed you to backsliding, committed you to unfaithfulness, committed you to do things that's against the word of God and against your Lord and Savior, Jesus. I said, Jesus, against your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Unbelief. Hallelujah. If you want to live like a Jew physically, you need to be a proselyte. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you want to be a Christian, amen, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will, I said, he will give you rest.